This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We're back again to talk another day on the DJV program. Pretty good, huh? I'm a poet and don't know it. You impressed, Victoria, with my poetic sense and charm?
Oh,
it really
nice.
Works, huh? Yeah, it works wonderfully well.
She Jennifer fainted. Horton. I don't want to call her out, but she fangirled and fainted. Right?
Yeah, there
she
you go.
Her feet.
Victoria Keelan is here with Jennifer Horn on the DJV program. Jay is out. We are focused on the usual. Well, it isn't usual because something different every single day. I would like to get an update because you haven't been with us for a couple of days on the California fires. This fellow who's accused of arson setting, can we take him out back and maybe we can knock him over the head and throw him on one of these fires? Because that's what he deserved or deserves. You were up in that area. Not only is there a fire that's destroying and hasn't only, 20% contained or something like that, but if you look at a map of from a satellite of the western states and see the smoke that covers pretty much everything across the upper portion of Nevada into Utah, into Colorado, and that stuff is spreading. It blows east. We've had some of it already here. So what is going on with these, and what do we expect is going to be the outcome? You look at some of the pictures in the video, you wonder if this is ever going to get contained.
It will. It will get contained. It feels like that, though, when you have these big fires that are burning because, the weather doesn't help. It can be dry. It's been a little windy. There have been some storms that have come through in the mountain and the desert areas in California. We in Southern California, even in Central California, where I was over the weekend, have not been experiencing the smoke. Now, my allergies have been pretty bad, but we don't have the smoke. But for instance, I was talking to my grandfather who's in Grand Junction in Colorado, and he is struggling. They're getting a lot of the smoke in Las Vegas, in Denver, in that area because the jet stream is pushing it down that way.
Salt Lake,
But the Dixie Fire has already destroyed almost an entire town. This little town, adorable little place, Greenville, is a historic gold rush town, and they said
it's a fabulous little place.
So they say it'll take weeks to contain this fire. That town already been destroyed. There are 11 wildfires right now burning in the state of California, and it's supposed to get warmer. The temperatures are supposed to rise over the coming days. The Dixie Fire, if you can imagine, started back on July 13th, and it has taken over 489,000 acres. They're at 21% containment right now, and that has been a fight. It's second in size only to last year's August complex fire, which burned through more than 1 million acres and is currently now around 2.5 times the size of New York City alone. In this particular fire, the Dixie Fire, 4 people are missing. Thousands have been evacuated. So
what about this guy who started the fires?
I don't know much about the guy who started the fire, but I do know that they have someone in custody for the arrest of this. And this is what's ridiculous. In the state, you have people who are arsonists who use the dry conditions and the weather to help them fan the flames of whatever they're setting. Then you also have a whole other class of people. Many of them are homeless people who set fires to keep warm at night, and those fires get out of control. And I can't tell you how many fires locally in Southern California that were started in that way by people who just let things get out of control. They ultimately get arrested, but then you sort of lose track and you go, okay, what's the punishment? Because how do you punish someone for all of that property destruction? Did they, obviously arsonists intend to see damage, but for people who set these fires and they get away from them, what is the appropriate punishment? They didn't mean to do that, but yet they
Well, some of them do, though. The arsonists
exactly,
do.
Exactly, that's what I mean. If you're
they
an
should
arsonist,
be put in jail and throw away the key. So they can't do it again because they're what do they call them, pyromaniacs, some of these people. Or they're just mean-spirited or whatever their mental state is. They ought not to be out living among us so they can do this horrible stuff. Pyromaniacs have a mental switch that's not, it's not flipped. They've flipped, but their switches haven't been flipped. So that's really a dangerous situation. I see the Senate has passed the infrastructure bill. 19 Republicans voted for it. So what does that do for the other Republicans, or what has that done for Republicanism? It's going over to the House. We're talking about the Senate now. So over in the House, will it have that easy slide, or is it going to run up against a brick wall of Republican opposition?
Well, it's interesting to see. Well, it's not just Republican opposition. It's interesting to see who's coming together in the House to take this down. And it's very possible that Republicans on the right and the squad, members of the Democrats on the far left, may come together to take this down.
So one side thinks there's too much and the other side thinks there's too little.
Yeah, and maybe is it a, you know, do they join forces to kill it? It doesn't have
well, what's in the bill? The question for everybody, who hears the discussion about infrastructure, I'm not sure that the average person understands what's actually in the bill.
It's
that makes it objectionable.
You know, the thing that is disappointing to me is that I think where Republicans and Democrats can find agreement is that real infrastructure projects need to happen. And unfortunately, I think this bill was like sold in that direction. But this isn't it. These Republicans who voted for it, I don't know what they're thinking. It's a lot of money that's going to go to a lot of projects that I don't think are actually going to fulfill the needs of their constituents. And the one of them who did it, I think maybe the biggest disappointment of them all is Mitch McConnell, who voted with some of the other Republicans who are working on this deal. There, it's $1.2 trillion in scope. And it does, I think, if I read the numbers right, I think it's one in every four or one in every $5 is actually going to real infrastructure projects.
Mm-hmm.
The rest are going to new environmental regulations. What no one is talking about is as part of this program, there's a mileage tax that's going to be assessed. You know, you've heard everybody saying, well, this is going to be paid for by the wealthy. Well,
yeah, how are they going to know how many miles you drive?
Not just that. Well, you know,
I'm not going to report it.
Well, you may have this built a device built into your car. That's what they were talking about when they did it in California.
How many car I buy? I'll make sure I don't buy a car.
So that they can charge you for that.
That's kind of on the extreme end. I think what will most likely happen is if you pay the VMT, then you get reimbursed. It gets credited towards the gas tax. So I mean, I'm in New Jersey. I'm in.
Well,
where's
the gas tax that's already being collected? What's that being used for? The highway taxes. What's that being used for?
Supposed to be used for the highways.
Well, it's supposed to.
But they've been drained by Congress to be used for other things. There's not one penny in the highway trust fund. There's not one penny in the Social Security trust fund. There's not one penny in the airport trust fund. Not a penny.
I know. It's disgusting. And so what do we do when they haven't used our money right before? Well, we hand them more money. We hand them more money in the trillions of dollars. And what's so infuriating about this is we talk about how to incentivize people to go back to work. So we have incentivized people to stay home. This is what this is doing, part two. Because guess what? The people who are going to get taxed to drive around are people like me who are running between three jobs every day, 65 miles. Why should I get penalized because of that? Why is
me delivering hay to my customers on the farm?
Right.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
It's going to be the working class that's going to be penalized, no one else.
Just a moment on numbers. I don't want to overdo this, but yesterday or one day this week, they started last week looking at that $3.5 trillion budget plan. So that on top of the infrastructure, it's just like money is nothing. It's like water coming over the dam.
We're looking at $5 trillion that the Senate passed
through in the
last 24 hours. In
addition to what was spent during the pandemic.
I know. And what comes from that? I mean, this $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package, are you kidding me? It's got all of these things that are not budget reconciliation that are jammed into a package that is gigantic.
But even when Obama, who was a big spender, was president, the budget was $3 trillion, and it was almost in line with what the tax revenue
now
was.
You're just looking at reconciliation that's the size of a budget from just a few years ago. I mean, it's insanity. It's insanity.
It is. And we all don't pay attention to it. We all are going to take it in the chops, and you're all going to be paying, and paying some more. And people say, well, I don't mind paying if it's going to help somebody. Okay, who's it going to help?
Well, who, there are a lot of jobs that are going to be created through all this infrastructure stuff. I mean, there's a lot here. I don't know. I think this is one of those things where this is such a big project. Everyone who voted for this knows that. Mitch McConnell, going back to what you were saying, Jen, he has at least two bridges that are about to fall down, and he's going to be, if he didn't pass this, he would be on the hook for that. I just, you know, this is a long-term project. 5 years from now, maybe we'll be talking about what the pros and cons have been from it, but no one knows right away. Just, there's no way.
Well,
to
that's it. There's a lot of questions that haven't answered. Trending today at DJVShow.com. The judge has denied the request for an early court date for Brittany. Did you hear this story, Jennifer? They're trying to get the father out, and the judge said no, not to an earlier court date.
Something happened where the father has now said that she's totally lost her mind, and now that
so he can keep milking her money.
Yeah, he said that Jody Montgomery told him that, and then Jody's lawyers came out swinging, saying that, no, we said if you stay as the conservator, it will affect her mentally.
Right.
So it became
who's Jody Montgomery?
She's the personal conservator of Brittany's person.
Conservator,
like her medical
chief
stuff, and yeah.
Also trending in our DJV download is the relationship Matt Damon has to his friend Ben Affleck and Jennifer. Apparently, they all took a nice stroll along Malibu Beach over the weekend.
I sent Victoria a story yesterday. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are looking for a house, mm-hmm. and they went looking at a house that was $85 million.
What, up in Malibu? Or is it
Pacific
Palisades?
No, it was like in Bel Air, I think.
Yeah, I think that's what they were doing right on Sunday. Yeah. They were looking at real estate, and then they took a walk on the beach.
It made me laugh. Like,
do you
call cash call and be like, hey, this house is $85 million.
$85 million. And you know what? Remember when I lived the winter that I lived up in Bel Air, and the house at the end of the street sold for, it was on the market for $215 million. I don't know, but it eventually sold for $185 million. But the houses up there are crazy, much crazier in Bel Air than they are in Beverly Hills, frankly. It's really nuts. I don't get it. I don't think Bel Air is that cool a place, frankly.
It's a lot of old money. It's very status.
Yeah, right. Anyway, the Tiger King is dying. He's got prostate cancer. That was something else that we talked about. A lot of things on the podcast. A lot of things in the download that you may or may not have been able to hear during the time you have to listen. So catch up on what we're talking about. Help yourself to our daily podcast at djvshow.com or, in fact, wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S. Available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there, online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hey.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, relationships. It's all about relationships here on the DJV program. And so we have Jennifer and Victoria and Jay. Jay's not feeling well, so the ladies will go through. Actually, I wanted to start with the fact that YouTube suspended Rand Paul and Twitter suspended Marjorie Taylor Greene the other day for spreading misinformation. So how does one, just out of curiosity, how do they define misinformation? Because
I'm no fan of Marjorie Taylor Greene, but like Twitter needs to get a little like with the program here. Like try something new. You're kind of boring when you just continue to target Marjorie Taylor Greene, whose tweet that got her taken down was that the vaccines are not working. All right, her personal opinion. And for some people, they feel like the vaccines aren't working if we were sold to build a goods that they were going to keep everybody from getting sick, and now people are getting breakthrough cases.
But no one ever said that the vaccines are going to keep everyone from getting sick.
They did at the beginning. They were
it keeps
everybody
you from
needs
dying.
To get vaccinated.
No,
that's her personal opinion, and there are plenty of unpopular opinions
that are being presented on Twitter every single day. Focus.
But, I mean, look at how many crazy things. Like, I think AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene are exactly the same. They are people who are looking for cameras on the fringe of their party, right? So they're both the same to me. But yet AOC says crazy things and never gets taken down.
Except Marjorie Taylor Greene's kind of attractive. I don't know that AOC.
Ew. I think a lot of people would say AOC is pretty attractive, too. But in any case, the point is Twitter needs to start acting like it's just boring. Like, it's not even exciting to hear what conservative they're targeting next, because they let axe murderers, they let people who leave terrorist regimes, they leave people who say stupid things in politics up every single day. And all they're doing is going after Republicans. So, Twitter, find something new, because you're gross.
There's a little rumor floating around, trending on social media, about Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer, they were boyfriend and girlfriend on the TV show, right? On Friends, weren't they? But apparently they've had crushes on each other. Didn't they talk about that during the revival there
a couple
of months ago?
Yeah, so the reunion that was on HBO Max. They both said that they had major crushes on each other and that they just happened to be dating other people in real life and they never got together. And they channeled all those real feelings into Ross and Rachel.
So now
it worked.
However, they're not channeling them into Rachel and they're channeling into each other. Ross and Rachel out of the picture. Jennifer and David in the picture.
Right. So, people would go nuts if they got together as a couple.
How do you figure? Well, are they?
I don't mean nuts in like a negative way. I mean the paparazzi. I mean, I think that relationship would actually overshadow Ben and Jen for a little
while. You do?
Yes, it would.
Yes.
Really?
100%.
Because we've seen Ben and Jen together before in real life.
Yeah.
We've never seen real life Ross and Rachel.
And there are so many people who are
what kind of a guy? Aniston, I think, is a pretty open book. Schwimmer, I don't know much
good.
About.
What's Aniston's cool.
What, say that again?
You pulled a chucker. You called her Aniston.
Okay. Jennifer loves it when I step on my tongue. Okay. So Schwimmer, what's he like?
Very organic in Boston-y, that's all.
Yeah, yeah.
They only Aniston.
Yeah. What is the story with Schwimmer? What kind of guy is he?
Well, like, if you read some gossip stuff online, he's not that nice to fans and not that nice, just kind of rude. But who knows? You know,
I've heard he was a jerk, and that's about.
I've heard a lot of stories about him being a jerk. Yeah. I hope he's not because, obviously he's probably not to the rest of his friends on the cast. But he apparently does not like, you know, normies. So if you're famous, then he's nice to you.
Really? So he wouldn't like us then?
No.
Is that what you're saying? Normal
we're
people.
We're too normal.
We're very normal. I know. All right, so were we talking on the air or off the air about Ben and Jen hunting for an $85 million house?
Off the air.
Off the air, okay. So that's trending, too. Like, they get 38,000-square-foot house with 12 bedrooms, 24 bathrooms, indoor sports complex, basketball court, boxing ring, big pool, and on it goes, and a guardhouse. Parking for 80
guests.
How do
you even have to leave? I mean, that's just...
Yeah,
just
maybe that's what they want.
Whose house is it? I'd be interested
I don't know
whose house.
Oh, the house is currently owned by Ron Burkle, that guy, the tycoon.
Oh, okay.
Right? I think that was the other one they looked at.
A lot of money. It's 28 after the hour.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With the dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden once insisted that two decades of U.S. backing had left Afghanistan forces capable of defending themselves. That's not what's happening, as another province has fallen to the Taliban over the last 24 hours.
They've got to fight for themselves, fight for their nation. The United States, I'll insist we continue to keep the commitments we made, providing close air support and paying all their salaries. They've got to want to fight.
Democrat New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will take over the governor's mansion in less than 2 weeks as disgraced Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo will resign over sexual misconduct facts presented by the New York Attorney General. Ms. Hochul on Wednesday.
I will travel the state to meet New Yorkers, to listen to them, to assure them that I've got their backs.
USA Radio News.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
President Trump on Wednesday congratulated Missouri Governor Mike Parson for pardoning the attorneys Mark and Patricia McCloskey. You might remember them, the St. Louis couple charged with Class C misdemeanors, wielded guns at a Black Lives Matter mob who broke into their gated community. Quote, they were defending their property, and if they had not done what they did, their property would have been completely destroyed and they could have been badly beaten or dead. Great going, Mike. End quote. Missouri Democrat Congresswoman Cori Bush on CNN.
There are pardons that we have been asking for, pardons that actually should happen in Missouri, and that was not one. I will not stand by and allow him or our governor to hurt the very people that are doing the work that they should be doing.
Mark McCloskey on Fox News.
Well, you know, she also said, I think my day will come. I think she made a direct threat. But, you know, if she thinks she can intimidate us, then she's mistaken. I mean, when she was standing outside my fence chanting into a megaphone, you can't stop the revolution. Well, then she has the gall to stand up in the halls of Congress and say anyone who supports insurrection shouldn't be allowed to walk the halls of Congress. Well, she's the only one I know in Congress that's actively and vocally in front of me advocated the violent overthrow of this country.
Mark McCloskey also announced a Senate run.
The Marxists and the leftists in this country were really getting close to ending our system of government. We made a vow that 4th of July morning, just put our lives on hold and do everything we can for the rest of our lives to save this country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, my two heroines. You wouldn't be my heroes, you'd be my heroines, right? You wouldn't
yeah,
be part of the masculine hero.
Huh? I always hated the word heroine because it sounds like heroin.
Well, it sounds like a drug. Yeah, exactly.
Right. I mean, why can't girls be heroes?
Well, they can be. You are. Yep. Heroes to lots of young women who are looking to follow in your footsteps in the broadcasting business. So keep it up, ladies. A little more laughing, a little more living, a little faster moving. We're jumping higher every day. We start sooner than everybody else. We stay longer than everybody else. It's kind of a zippity-doo-dah place here, the EJV program. Thank you for being here. Let's talk COVID. Pediatric COVID hospitalizations going up, up, up. What do we make of this, ladies? Is there an obvious or a not-so-obvious cause for this, because you hear all kinds of things about children not getting it, but they carry
it. Well, originally they didn't,
And now, you know, the more adults who get vaccinated, the more this is kind of now focusing, you know, the virus needs a host, right? And so kids together in large groups are not vaccinated at this age. So, you know, this is, it's not that surprising. Although what is surprising this time around is that, like you said, last year, if a kid got it, it was kind of mild or maybe they didn't even have symptoms. And so many children's hospitals are at full capacity with COVID patients now. So something has definitely changed with this Delta variant that it's a lot more serious for kids. My friend's little one, who is 5 and a half, just had COVID 2 weeks ago, and he was in so much pain, like physical pain, and just in agony for like 2 or 3 days. Luckily, then it went away, but it can be bad for kids.
Mm. Well,
and I don't know what I would do. I mean, parents have a really tough choice ahead because there's also the risk of cardiac inflammation in young people with the vaccine, and that is real.
Plus, Jack says that if you use the most of these masks fall apart. The particles that are in them, unless you use the one that doesn't let anything through, and that makes it harder to breathe, but it also keeps out all the particulates. But the normal masks that a lot of people wear, are they come apart, and you breathe that crap in. That ain't going to do you any good either. Excuse me, Jen. I just thought of that.
Think it's a tough decision because it's not 100% that you're doing the right thing on either side, right? There is it more of a risk now for kids than there was with the last go-round of COVID. I think that's true. But I also think it's true. I mean, listening to my dad's cardiologist, he said he himself has seen a lot of people who are young who are coming to him with this inflammation, cardiac inflammation, and myocardiogram?
Myocardia,
thank you, that are coming to him with that. It's way too young for them to have that.
Well, they are.
It's being exacerbated by the vaccine.
Yeah.
Right?
It
so then what do you do? So if you're a parent, you're like, okay, I want to send my kid back to school, but what do I want to do? I think it's a real conversation that a lot of parents are trying to figure out, right, the risk and reward assessment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Now, we apparently are going to ship a bunch of vaccine doses to Mexico. What is the reason? Are we doing it for the people along the border? Or is it just we're being nice to Mexico as a country and everybody gets...
Well, it serves us, too, to have our borders numbers down. You know, anybody along any country's borders, you know, you want to make sure that that they have enough vaccinations. They've got a lot of cases of COVID now.
There's no question all over Central America and South America. I was looking at taking a trip to Peru again next spring like I did a couple of years ago. And the fellow that's running the tour and I were talking about what it's going to be like. How are you sure that we're going to be able to do something like this next March? And he said, I'm not. I'm just betting on it. I'm hoping that the situation will relieve itself.
Hope for the best. Yeah,
exactly. Apparently...
Did you want to go do some more peyote? Is that what is driving your decision?
No. As a matter of fact, I said to him, this is a different guy. This is a different tour.
Different drugs.
Different aims. Yeah, right. I said to him that I got very, very sick on peyote, and I didn't expect to have any of that sort of, I'm not interested in that sort of thing. He said, no, this is all spiritual and, you know, open. But a lot of people think taking peyote is spiritual, right?
Didn't you have ayahuasca?
Yeah. I was sick. I was sick for three days. I pooped in my pants. It was awful.
Oh,
it was terrible.
Jen,
you didn't? Did I tell you that? I thought I told you.
No,
it was.
And now
I
can't unhear it. Oh,
it was awful.
I still don't know what I'm hearing.
HR. I'm calling HR.
Yeah.
Where are they? Do we have our HR department?
Your HR.
I'm not doing it. Not with this.
I'm in charge of HR.
We need to file a poop complaint.
Okay. God. More than 2,000 violent rioters.
I'm in a violent rioter right now. I'm going to join you.
I'm not for violence, but, you know, I'm being pushed.
May I start this over again here? Now you both are getting over yourselves. More than 2,000 rioters throwing stones, had guns, stormed the streets because of mandatory vaccinations. You think that's a headline from the Washington Post? Nope. It's a headline from a paper in Montreal.
I guess France.
No. Montreal in August of 1885. That's where this comes from. The city moved to impose compulsory vaccinations on black people to fight smallpox. So this was in the French-Canadian neighborhood in Montreal. So apparently the English majority ran the government. They wanted all blacks and all French-Canadians to get a shot. They didn't want to get them, but they were making the blacks and the French-Canadians, so it was a huge to-do, as you can imagine. But we all think about vaccinations. I think the farthest back, I will never forget the moment that I said something about the Spanish flu in 1918, and Victoria jumped on me. That has nothing to do with what we're doing today. Remember that conversation?
Yeah, the first because what you were about. Saying, because we had friends in hospitals, and you were saying, this is not as bad as the Spanish flu was. And I said, no one cares about that, because no one was around in 1918.
Well, but everybody apparently did care. Well, so then should I not have just talked about what happened in Montreal in 1885 or 18?
No, because that's interesting. But actually, I think I saw something the other day about, because they were talking about, like, if the president, you know, mandates a federal mandate on vaccines and no president can do that and blah, blah, blah. And some historian was on one of the networks saying, actually, George Washington, our very first president, mandated that all U.S. soldiers be inoculated against smallpox. So
how did
there
they
is absolute
they had
precedent
needles
for it.
Back then, where did they get the stuff that they gave people for inoculation?
Back then, they gave you, like, a blanket with smallpox on it. Like,
yeah.
Here you go, and now you're inoculated.
Yeah. There you go. So, there are a couple of other items that are. What's Fauci saying these days? I haven't heard too much. Maybe I shouldn't bring him up. What's going on with him?
He's concerned that there's going to be a stronger than Delta variant because the vaccination levels are just staying really, you know, not where we need them to be.
He also had a lot to say about Sturgis, where there wasn't any confirmed case of COVID, and yet he didn't say a word about Obama's birthday party that he had, after all, without his mask on. This is why he's being called a political actor, because he goes after certain things and not other things.
What violation, though? I mean, Sturgis is not violating anything, and neither was Obama's outdoor party.
But why go after one over the other is the question.
Because,
look, I want Obama to have a birthday party. I think I want him to do that because it indicates that people who are vaccinated, that the vaccine can end this virus. I want it. But the messaging is not consistent on the other side. I mean,
your message has changed, Jennifer.
How?
We just said, I want people to get the vaccine.
Jen's never said not to get the vaccine.
I mean, I've never said not to. Here's the thing. Here's
what
I've always
said. But you haven't really been enthusiastic about it.
I'm not enthusiastic about the vaccine, but it's not my business. It's not my business to make health decisions. What I'm against consistently is a mandate. I don't want the government telling you what to do. I would encourage what is frustrating about the process right now is that I don't think they're going about this the right way. I think the reason that they're having trouble making the case about the vaccine is that they miscalculated it all the way through. First, the Biden administration was saying they wouldn't, including Kamala Harris and Joe Biden themselves, take the vaccine because it was a Trump vaccine. And then they changed their tune on that, and they said, well, we're going to inoculate 70% of the country. Well, they didn't do that because that was almost impossible, and they never even took into consideration people with natural immunity. So now they put their focus on the kids, right? Now we start to hear more stories about the kids. The reason we didn't hear about them maybe is that they weren't as important to talk about before because they were recovering well. Now we're talking about kids because we need extra arms to jab because we're meeting a number. I want to get serious about keeping people well, and I actually think the best way that you can do that, whether people have been vaccinated or not, is to check their antibody level. We're not sure how long people's vaccine is going to last. So if we're really serious about, like, combating COVID and preventing the spread, we should be doing a much better job of checking people's antibodies, both vaccinated and unvaccinated, because that's the only way you're going to really figure out who is really the most vulnerable. And I don't think they're really serious about getting to the bottom of it. It becomes political, right? It becomes this war.
Well, there's some seriousness,
Republicans
but it does
Democrats.
Become a war. A nonsensical
war. I want
war.
Sturgis to happen. I think Obama should be able to have his birthday party, but the way the media has handled both of these things, it's not It's just not on the same plane. It's stirred but when you have, you know, those people are uncouth, but the Obama people, well, they know how to handle stuff, so it's okay.
Well,
if they
but
do.
The Sturgis thing last year was a major super spreader, and so that there's already a precedent there. There are millions of parties happening all around the country with a few hundred people, and no one needs to report on it because nothing's going on.
They can be super spreaders. I mean, there have been some that are.
The Zodiac Magic Podcast. We do a new one every week. Those of you who like astrology, those of you who like psychic phenomenon, those of you who are fascinated with what the stars hold in store for you on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis, can get your fill, get your fix with Zodiac Magic. This is the third episode that you can find right now at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com, or in fact, it's easy to find wherever you get your podcasts. There are things here. I could go through what the new moon means, what the cosmic reset means. What I've been starting with, Victoria, you'll be happy with this, is that I actually started this week's podcast by saying, because I get into it and I sound like Ron Radio, and then I catch myself and I said, when I was doing it yesterday, I said, Victoria Keelan, who's on the DJV program with me, said I have to be cooler, calmer, and more collected when I'm talking about these things and not approach it as if it was a big radio program, because it's a small, individualized podcast that will help you out.
And you know what negates you doing that? You telling people how you're doing that.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. Don't be such a wiseacre. I'm doing it to acknowledge what a wonderful help Victoria is.
Because
she is the queen of the Beauty Pop podcast, which you can check out also where you get your podcasts. So we got them all coming and going. Jennifer, where's your podcast? What are you doing for it? We need you to do something else. You need another thing to occupy your time.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, Zodiac Magic.
It's a sleeping podcast. You can watch this news.
It's just a podcast of Jen snoring.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Eyes closed. Zodiac Magic. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 Ahoy! In the name of the great Neptune! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to hear some inside scoops? If your kids are as ready to go back to school as mine are, you've got to check out Kohl's. I got my daughters the cutest sew tops for under $18, JanSport backpacks for 25% off, and 30% off Levi's jeans for me. I even saved an extra 15% and picked up Kohl's cash. So, yeah, not sure who's more excited right now, me or the girls. Flex style. 50% offer ends August 15th. Levi's coupons do not apply. Bonus please apply. See store or Kohl's account for details.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product.
I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Car Talk. It's car time. Nick Miles is here from OurAutoExpert.com. Always a thrill to have Nick on the program, and I mean that sincerely. He's just one of those guys that when you listen to him, you know whatever he's talking about is exciting, or he makes Car Talk exciting. Today's Collector Car Appreciation Day. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. Meanwhile, T-Mobile, which is a leader in 5G, fueling innovation, working with startups across the country. Industries are trying to launch new 5G services, including driverless cars, all built on the foundation of its supercharged 5G network. So Andy Solomon is going to put all the pieces together here.
Power everything from connected farms to connected cars. Recently, Halo launched one of the first commercial driverless car services in the U.S. running on the T-Mobile 5G network. Halo expects to begin serving customers in Las Vegas later this year. John Saw, EVP of Advanced and Emerging Technologies at T-Mobile, has more.
Halo has operated on the T-Mobile 5G network since it began driving on Las Vegas roads earlier this year. Driverless vehicles demand ubiquitous coverage, making the T-Mobile 5G network a perfect match for developers.
T-Mobile is America's 5G leader with the largest, fastest, and most reliable 5G network and is a platform for autonomous car innovation.
There is a lot of work to do on the path to full autonomy, and Halo is taking a unique and intelligent approach to get there. This kind of startup innovation is why we are working to build the biggest and the best 5G network in the country.
To learn more, visit T-Mobile.com.
All right, so driverless cars, 5G and all of that stuff, this isn't a reality in our lifetime, is it? Is this like next year? Is this 10 years from now, 20 years from now? When do we, unfortunately, go through this?
Well, it depends who you talk to. But yes, I mean, it probably is a reality. Whether you have to do it, no, this is America. You do what you want. Yeah. You don't, just because there's driverless cars doesn't mean that you have to use them. And when they do show up eventually, which, you know, we may be wheelchair bound, we may be glad of it, but you can still race around your farm or whatever you want, Doug. So say no.
I'll take my Massey Ferguson 4270 and go around the farm with that. Meanwhile, it's Collector Car Appreciation Day, sponsored by the SEMA Action Network. I don't know what that is. You probably can tell us what it is. This is must be some old society of emotionally mixed car people. Yeah, what is this?
Well, I think it's more important that the Collector Car Appreciation Day is probably invented by some guy who was getting a ton of trouble from his wife for buying too many cars or his car or something. And so he invented this day. I'm just guessing, by the way, and it's all guesswork, but he invented this day to make sure his wife understood that he was doing it for some big, important event. And he could have as many cars as he wanted in his garage and collect them, and it didn't matter how old they were, and she wasn't complaining that he had a bunch of car junk in the garage, which sounds a little bit like my life, by the way.
Yeah, maybe. There's 36 million vintage car lovers, supposedly, according to people that organized to collect a Car Appreciation Day, so that may be it. Now, you're in New York for the Formula E race. In the rain? Yeah. Will this take place this weekend in the rain?
Well, the rain caused by the hurricane, it will be gone, they tell me, by Saturday, and it will be a beautiful, somewhat muggy day in New York City, but we will be allowed to cross the bridge into Brooklyn and watch a lot of cars go around the track very fast, which is...
Where the heck is there a track in Brooklyn? Where the heck is there room for a track in Brooklyn?
No, there's inconvenience for the locals. We close down streets and race.
It's like a movie shoot.
Yeah, a little bit, except now I have to tell you, though I know a little bit about Formula E, this is the first race I will have attended, so it's an experience.
Tell us about Formula E. What's the designation to qualify for Formula E?
Yeah, so it's like Formula One, except cars don't have engines. They have motors, electric motors, and they race with sort of in somewhat silence. But there's lots of strange rules, like you can change your batteries out and things like that, which is kind of interesting. But it's going fast around a city street, which I think is the immediate stimulation for me. And they can do it in the middle of the city, which is a lot of fun because it, you know, it's not like the big engines or the engines have to be in cars. And it's the wave of the future. And I'm interested just because they give you these opportunities to get into these cars and do, you know, rides with the drivers. Right. They have special cars to do that. So I'm in. If I can go fast around Brooklyn and break all the laws, sign me up. That's what I'm saying.
Sounds like an episode of The Fast and the Furious. Maybe it would be in order. Nick Miles, check out all of the car news. Every day he's got new stuff that's contributing to your knowledge at our Auto Expert.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.